This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So, we kicked off the Hillary for prison movement. It turned into Lock Her Up. We put 100,000 T-shirts on the streets. We've got a new one that's Re-Elect 45 that I think should be the seminal shirt. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got some of Joel Gilbert's films as well. If you haven't seen Dreams of My Real Father, they tried to put him in jail for it. I mean, wow, they don't like Joel Gilbert. They don't like me. But, Joel, you're a smart guy. Let me bring this up. They've really got it out for you, for myself, for Roger Stone, for others, because we've been very effective. Conservatively, your Danny Williams film, that only cost $35,000, reached close to 40 million people in key targeted demographic urban black areas. They really, it really resonated. We saw poll numbers go that way. You see Trump doubling his numbers with black males, doubling his numbers with Hispanics in many polls. I mean, they're really panicking. But then you look at their men against women angle, all white people are racist angle, abolish ICE angle, and then Alex Jones, was mean to shooting victims' families, and Trump knows him. I mean, that's one of their main campaign things, and I just don't think that's going to be successful. Why do you think they're going with that? Give me your media expertise on what you think they're going to do, because I'm just selfishly wanting to know your view.
Yeah, look, socialism and liberalism is completely vapid. It's void of facts. It's void of any reason to support economic policies where you take property from the individual, where the government controls everything and everybody, where you need a police force to force people to work. And somehow this is going to reach happiness, utopia, peace on earth with the head of the party as the god on earth. This entire system has been tried in the 20th century, and it resulted in 150 million people killed in peacetime in their own countries. So there's no policy they can possibly run on. So they're desperate to think of things that might say, he's so mean, or he knows this guy. And they just don't have any creativity. Socialism itself is a war against creativity. So they don't have any left. They proved themselves, the Clintons proved in the 1990s, that somebody can commit rape and sexual abuse and the voters don't care. So they're pretty stupid to try something like that against Trump in the last
election. When he didn't even do it, and then it reminds everybody of what they did.
Exactly. So they just lack any creativity, an ounce of creativity. There's the one that colluded with Russia. They paid $12 million to the DNC to pay Fusion GPS to pay a bunch of Russian KGB.
By the way, did you see
$300,000 per page? So they're so uncreative, all they can do is say, Trump colluded with Russia. They have nothing. They have no creativity in their minds. And this is the kind of stuff you're going to get.
Exactly. Exactly. I didn't even know this till this weekend. Nunes is going after 45, 44 people now. And what he released was, did you know they created another Fusion GPS that was really part of it? And they gave it $50 million. And then Nunes found another $20 million. So 50, 18, 20. I mean, we're talking about close to $90 million here that they spent on this stuff. What is that?
Well, let's circle the conversation back. Hillary was funding the DNC because they were broke. They got broke again, paying off Russians to write all this fiction. So the DNC is broke again. So Hillary has the same opportunity she did 4 years ago. She can offer to fund the DNC if she can call the shots. That way she's going to control what happens, control the debates, the schedule, and make herself the nominee. She's just going to repeat the same losing formula, except you've got to be aware of the voter fraud.
Joel Gilbert, you are absolutely on fire, my friend, and you're on target, and it absolutely makes sense, and we just have to get organized and figure out how we're going to try to counter this and make sure that we do make the country great again. It's a race against pure evil. God bless you. Folks can find your films at InfoWarsStore.com or JoelGilbert.net. And join us again soon and tell us about the next project you've got coming out.
Okay, I'll be hosting on Friday, the fourth hour, so I'll be updating the audience at that time.
Okay, fantastic. We'll be right back with a bunch of clips, a bunch of breaking news I haven't even gotten to yet. Back in 60 seconds. Please stay with us. so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We've got Theresa May trying to sabotage the Brexit, and the British voters are hopping mad. You've got Macron walking back mass migration, tells migrants to succeed in Africa after he called for 200 million Africans to come to Europe. But his actions are opening the borders up, so... These people just don't get how they're awakening, folks. There's also an article up on DrudgeReport.com that's really critical by Michael Schneider from EconomicCollapseBlog.com. It's posted to Infowars.com. Mass exodus from the church. The percentage of young adults with no religious affiliation has nearly quadrupled since 1986. And I'm going to talk later in the next segment about why that's happened. It's been done by design. Because these are no longer churches, ladies and gentlemen. They're little devil centers in most cases. So we're going to be looking at all of that. And now I got another article. Dan Lyman, the head of InfoWars Europe with EuropeWars.com. He is here in town working with us on a business visit from his home base in Switzerland. And he's going to be in studio to talk about the awakening of Europe, but the next big wave coming in that's bigger than the one we just saw in the last 5 years, and the troops in Austria, Hungary, Poland, bracing for the human waves that we've seen, those famous drone videos of tens of thousands, like a giant snake. That is all coming up. Too dangerous. National Postal Service suspends service to another Islamic enclave in Sweden. So now they admit no-go zones all over Europe, when just 2 years ago they had BBC articles, London Guardian articles, you name it, saying Paul Joseph Watson was a white supremacist and was an insane liar, basically. They don't even say that anymore because it blew up in their face, that he claimed there were no-go zones. Well, he just been at one with people threatening to kill him with Joe Biggs and our crew. Shootings, bombings, you name it, are exploding, and it's like Beirut, and the British government just put a travel advisory out on going to Sweden. Sweden had the lowest crime rate in Europe after Switzerland. Now it is hellish. And they're bringing in populations that after 5 years, 90% don't have jobs. And they only deport you if you try to get one. That's in Germany, Sweden. It's the same socialist policy. They want huge, angry, disenfranchised Muslim groups that come from literal dirt floor villages where women are sold on slave blocks and don't know what planet they're on, running around foaming at the mouth on welfare, ready to be politically directed. And after they killed Gaddafi, who was stabilizing much of Africa, it got 20 times worse. It was all planned out. See, if you could industrialize and educate people in North Africa, then you could bring them in. But you can't bring them in from Road Warrior scenarios. But enough of that. That's coming up. Right now, we are going to go to this little compilation. I've seen a lot of these compilations, and I think Trump's right. He tweeted this out today, and we're going to tweet it out right now. Real Alex Jones, you should retweet it. To remember why the globalists are angry. Remember why the Democrats are so upset. Remember why they're foaming at the mouth. Remember why they are so aggressive in trying to bully people. Because their identity is controlling you and running your life. And they all said Trump couldn't win, or they said Trump didn't want to win, and they said when he won, he would never turn the economy around, never have a 3% growth rate. Just like they told me when I was 19 years old and went in and tried to audition with a tape and tried to work at a radio station, they said, talk radio doesn't want you, boy, and laughed at me. Then I got my first radio show, and it was number one within a year in the city of Austin, number one, period. And then they fired me because I wouldn't stop talking bad about Bill Clinton. And then the rest is history. So I love them, and we've got the right stuff, and America has the right stuff, and you've got the right stuff, no matter what color you are or where you came from. If you love God, if you love justice, if you have common sense, you've got the right stuff. And we're not going to live dependently under these globalists anymore. But it's important to remember why they hate InfoWars, why they hate Trump, why they hate you, why they hate our military, which has been used for bad things, and the globalists are, and there's problems, but it's still men and women that are willing to stand up and do something. Men and women that are willing to fight. You think the cowards like Hillary Clinton and her stolen glory, like Brian Williams, told the same type story about being shot at and, you know, shot down and all this crap? Do you think they like strong people? Little, weak, weaselly people like them are the ones that always serve evil because they lust after power because they don't have innate power. When you have innate power, it's not an arrogance, it's not a pride, it's a understanding. And you don't want to prey on the weak. Not these people, they want to prey on you and your family. So here's the video they don't want you to see.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Could he actually win?
No freaking way!
Which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Donald Trump.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
Trump will not be president.
Trump will never be elected President of the United States.
You're not going to be president.
A man who will never be President of the United States.
Donald Trump is not going to be President of the United States to the bank.
He will never be president.
Donald Trump is not going to become President of the United States.
He's at plus 19. Do you think the tapes made a difference? Of course! They made all the difference.
This race is over.
Hillary Clinton has raised more than double Donald Trump, vastly outspending him.
The presidency at about 89% for Hillary Clinton.
Your analytical model has never been wrong.
Now projects Hillary Clinton to win the presidential election.
100% chance. You still think she has 100% chance of winning the election?
I do.
And what would Donald Trump have to do to turn things around?
Prayer and hope for a Festivus miracle.
This is CNN's coverage of election night in America. The fight for the presidency.
We don't care.
Okay, how Kentucky? Who cares?
Kentucky, don't care about Kentucky. Indiana. Don't care.
Indiana with West Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, Kansas, Nebraska, and Wyoming with its vote, North Dakota, and South Dakota, Texas.
Up and down the middle of the country, all red.
Arkansas, Louisiana, the state of Montana, Missouri.
Yes. It was at 80% an hour ago for Clinton.
What is it now?
68%.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Ohio.
Hold. Ohio, gone.
Idaho.
Yeah, I don't see a landslide here. I don't see it at all.
North Carolina.
God damn it, if we need Florida, are you me?
Florida.
It is panic time.
New Georgia.
Donald Trump, now the favorite to win the presidency.
Iowa.
New York Times now has it at 95% chance.
Utah.
Can still win, but in order to do so, she has to win Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
God damn.
Arizona.
Alaska.
Pennsylvania.
Michigan.
All of
what a night.
Do you remember when the New York Times, for the entire election, in the primaries and right through to Election Day, had Hillary at 98% chance of winning? Now, by Election Day, to hedge their bets, it dropped to 82%, I remember. And you just saw the pundit talk about that from election night. And then as the night went on, by 10 o'clock at night, they had it projected 50-50. They're not God. They're not God, ladies and gentlemen. They just tell you that there's no such thing as mothers and fathers, and there's only 500 genders. They tell you vaccines are safe and effective. They tell you GMO is good for you. They tell you communism and socialism is good. And it's all this mind game with some pumpkin-headed demon witch with a bunch of scumbag Hollywood trash running around calling for civil war and death and saying we're in a civil war. And I go, okay, we're in a civil war. And they go, ha, 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 all over the news. Alex Jones says we're in a civil war. What a kook. It's only on the cover of USA Today, and he only predicted it all. Gosh, he keeps being right. What do? Just ridicule him.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endo 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Undisputed tip of the spear, of course, right out of Central Texas.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Coming to you from deep in Red State, Texas, attempting a take back of the California invasion zone known as Austin. I am your host, promoting Americana libertarian classical liberal ideas in the face of the fascistic cult of evil that is the New World Order, George Soros, Hillary Clinton, the big mega banks, the tech titans, all the censors, the EU, the unelected globalist system, the Chi-Com menace funding the entire vicious system set up to bring down America. But in the 11th hour, in the 59th minute, not just here in the U.S., but all over the world, populist and nationalist began to rise. That's how it always works in history. Not just in movies, that in that final minute, the challenger arises. And when the challenger doesn't arise, evil takes over and you get the nightmares we've seen that killed over 200 million people in the last century and have already killed tens of millions this century. Collectivism in all of its flavors, normally socialist and communist. Now, despite the good things that are happening, here's the bad thing. We're becoming dependent on machines. We're becoming soft. Yes, we're politically awakening to the corrupt globalists, but not to their actual operations. Breaking up the family, dehumanizing us, and taking over institutions. Now, I'm not going to engage in a historical treatise right now, just have some other big breaking news, on how the World Council of Churches and the National Council of Churches in the last 70 years took over via the ecumenical movement everything from the Catholic Church to the main Protestant Church to the ecumenical system we see today, where most churches are New Age brainwashing centers. I mean, you go to mainline Methodist churches, other mainline ones, and you go to the actual study classes, it's Aleister Crowley stuff. Cheap dipped as Rosicrucian. It is Masonic garbage. And I don't mean the classic Masons like George Washington. I mean the whole Illuminati Masonic movement that George Washington wrote more than 10 letters on. You can read online, Library of Congress, in his own handwriting, in HD. Now, the old Masonic movement was being taken over by devil worshippers. And then how our revolution was not the French Revolution. So you have to understand, everything you face, communism, all of it comes out of the Jacobins. And I've had historians and British lords on and Masonic experts. I mean, I've done History Channel and Discovery Channel shows where I'm the experts on Masonry. You ask, well, how do they make you the expert if you're not a Mason? Because I don't study all the separate sects and handshakes and, you know, the learning of the lore to become a Mason. I know its history. I know what it really is. I know the different branches of it. I know what 33rd degree Masons know. I just skipped ahead to the end. And I was told by family all about it from the time I was a young child, because I've had ancestors, some of them, that were 33rd degree Masons. Texas was founded by Masons. But they were the original type Masons. Super Christian, totally devout, but it was more of a true Rosicrucian type movement, but not even practicing, proto-Christian from the before it got taken over and manipulated. And there were always occultic groups claiming that they were actually the true Christians, but it goes to the whole Gnostic Christianity. And I mean, all that really means is hidden, but not in the occult sense of a modern occult where you think it means devil. Occult only means hidden because you'll get killed if anybody knows what you're really practicing, a.k.a. the pilgrims trying to find a place to practice true Christianity and build the new Atlantis, which they believe they would do and which they've now done. And I come from those people. So the point is, and it's not bragging, you have to understand the core of all this before you can understand the bigger fight. The Jacobins launched and took over France and killed millions of people, and they targeted the upright. They weren't trying to get rid of the royalty. They were getting rid of one branch of royalty, and then they brought in Napoleon Bonaparte after that. So they always bring in communism. Was not Karl Marx or Engels that invented it. It was the Jacobins. They were the communes, the guillotines, all of it. 9-day work week, change the calendar, abolish the family. You've heard of all that before. And so that's where we are today, and they took over the churches. They tricked them into becoming 501c3 to become charities so they would lose their First Amendment power of being outside the government under separation of church and state. See, Christians have been taught, oh, Thomas Jefferson's horrible. He had separation of church and state, and that's why we can't have, you know, our kid hand out Christmas cards or say they love Jesus or have I love Jesus on their lunchbox. Your child has a total right as a private independent citizen to do that. The school can't say you will serve this branch of religion. So they turn that around, overthrew the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And so once you see that set up, and once you understand that, then they just took over all the churches, told them they couldn't be political, claimed everything under the sun is political. The Democrats want to arrest me and Joel Gilbert for making films about Obama. Yeah, Obama deception and Dreams My Real Father, they said violated Federal Elections Commission. They say Drudge violates the Federal Elections Commission, and they want him shut down. They came shy of one vote of a criminal indictment or referring criminal indictment to the Justice Department of Matt Drudge for his website linking to the news. So I digress. I was going to say earlier, mass exodus from the church, the percentage of young adults with no religious affiliation has nearly quadrupled since 1986. And they bring in the video games. They bring in the slime fights. They bring in the paintball. And no one wants to go to the church because they're not churches. They're social clubs. What they need to hear is real teaching about the world and the nature of good and evil and the spiritual world all around us, because in that is the spiritual power, and people will feel it and they will see it, and you won't be able to keep them away from it. I guarantee you that if I went and started a church, within 2 years it'd have 10,000 members every Sunday. And I'm not even that good of a preacher. I would just lay out the Bible and talk about the contest between good and evil and compare it to every day. It'd be 3 hours of preaching every Sunday. People aren't in the churches because they're not hearing what the church really is. A coming together of the brethren, an understanding, and then a launching of that operation out into the world to save people. But now you've got the great falling away taking place because they shut the churches down. And I'm not saying you can't have the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit of churches, 501c3. There are a lot of people that still preach the gospel under 501c3. But there's so few of them that you ask, why is everybody falling away? Because they got rid of the real churches and the real Holy Spirit being in those churches.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Dan Lyman, who heads up InfoWars Europe, is doing a super good job covering Davos and all the different no-go zones, Bilderberg, you name it. Had quite the adventures. We're trying to get him to... I've got to get set up to start hiring some more crew because he's been a one-man wrecking ball so far. And he heads up EuropeWars.com. He's in studio with us. Great to have you here visiting the ATX, my friend. We're going to get back to you in a minute and break down just all of the scale of the invasion. Obviously, the next wave's here. Macron walking back his statements about bringing in 200 million North Africans. obviously he's still trying to do it, but now he's having to back off on the statement. We're going to get to that all here in just a moment. Breaking news on Infowars.com. Go away. Liberals rejecting Hillary 2020 en masse. Sorry, liberals. You voted for Bernie. She took the nomination, and she's got billions. The Democrats are broke. She owns you. See those eyes? She owns you. It's called a megalomaniac psycho trip. It's called a power trip, and she owns you, and that's the way it is. It's a Kit Daniels article. Also, this is happening more and more. It's up on Infowars.com from Chris Manahan from InformationLiberation.com. Blogger rats out source to aid Mueller witch hunt. Media cheers her breaching all journalistic codes. And so more and more, I won't talk to Democrat reporters and leftists because they'll lie about what I've said, they'll misrepresent, and they will then, if you do tell them something off record, they will burn you every time. They have no standards. You cannot work with them, and they're getting worse. So that's all coming up. Obviously, we're going to have extended live coverage tonight, not just till 6 o'clock with the war room, but right through 8 o'clock Central and after when President Trump makes the announcement of his Supreme Court nominee. So be sure and know that that's happening tonight and take part in the information warfare. Spread the live links with everybody you know. Now, again, before we go to Dan Lyman, just briefly here, it's the second American Revolution sale. We don't have new sales yet. I come up with some new ones. We're going to launch on Wednesday. So today and tomorrow are the last days to get 50% off many of our best-selling items like Brain Force, Survival Shield X2 is 40% off. It's already discounted too much. Knockout Sleep Support, Silver Bullet is $9.95 and free shipping. Same stuff sold by Whole Foods for $20 or more. You just cannot beat that deal. Super Male Vitality, 50% off, free shipping, low in stock. DNA 4, 50% off with free shipping. That's a huge deal. The Real Red Pill Plus now with Energy, 50% off, free shipping. And it just goes on and on. Super Blue, fluoride-free toothpaste products, fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. Those are 50% off and free shipping. These are some of the best deals ever on these items. Alexa Pure Breeze is $100 off the four-stage ion filter. Leading competitors are $500, $600. When we first started selling these, they were $300, but the price has gone down. So right now, it's $149. At $250, it's a great deal. So for your children, for yourself, and to fund the InfoWar, check out Alexa Pure Breeze and their water filters as well, not just air filters, at InfoWarStore.com. Or call toll-free. We can answer all your questions 24 hours a day and take your orders as well, 888-253-3139. But you built InfoWars, and you've built and have funded our expansion. And in the face of Soros and Hillary's assaults and their lawsuits, we're winning, but only because you have gotten past the censors, you've shared the articles, you prayed for us, and you have bought the products. Again, Dan Lyman is an American writer, political analyst, and culture commentator. After years of fronting a successful rock band, he answered the call to truth journalism in defense of Western civilization. Dan now serves as foreign correspondent for InfoWars Europe. And he's at Citizen Analyst on Twitter, at Facebook, at Citizen Analyst as well. Dan, great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks.
And you've gone to Australia on your own dime. You've done so much for the fight. We really appreciate you. Let's get into what you'd characterize as what's happening in Europe now, the awakening, but also the globalist counterstrike. They appear to be much bigger than the last battering ram of tens of millions of military-age men.
Well, yeah, I mean, it seems like we're watching the simultaneous invasion of North America and also in Europe, and it's happening at the same time. It's happening in many of the same ways, and we were just watching some other stuff back from 2015, and it's like it's amazing to see this stuff playing out again. So back then, there was about hundreds of thousands that poured into Europe from Africa and from the Middle East through Turkey and also across the Mediterranean route, and then it kind of cooled off a little bit supposedly, and now we have a completely new invasion going on. Across the Mediterranean again, but of course Italy is not really as receptive as they were in the past, so it looks like they're using Spain now more often, and also they've kind of forged a new route through the Balkans. There was a previous Balkan route that went up through Macedonia, Serbia, and into Hungary. That was shut down temporarily. They found another way to get up through. They call it the Mosque route, and the foreign minister of Hungary has recently noted that the new surge that he has seen some evidence of could be worse than the 2015. And I think that, of course, we should have expected that to be incoming at some point.
And let's be 100% clear. This is the admitted UN plan The UN says, oh, it's gotten so bad, we'll build the refugee centers in Spain, in France, all over, and then we'll bring the people in and incentivize them, and then the UN will represent them inside your country, and the EU will declare an emergency, and is going to use its military to block Italy and others from stopping tens of thousands a week pouring in off Soros-owned Zodiac boats. And when I say that, Soros brags. He spent $500 million this year alone just on the ferries. So they call them rescues. No, the people are being picked up 100 miles off Libya, and then they are being brought in. I mean, imagine every few hours, boats landing, literally invasion boats with George Soros. You can't make this up.
You can't, and there has been some interesting action on that. I just received a press release from AfD, which is Alternative for Deutschland. That's the kind of the opposition party there. They're growing very quickly in numbers, and they're growing very powerful. They have actually filed criminal charges against some of these NGOs. That some of them operate out of Germany, some out of the Netherlands, some out of Spain. But they have just filed criminal charges against the organizations that are involved with them, as well as just some of the shit.
It violates human smuggling, when, especially with some children, where you say, get 100 miles off, we'll grab you and illegally dump you on the shore. If you or I did that, we'd be locked up, and we should.
Right. And in some cases, I think it's more like 10 to 12 miles. They don't have to get far out at all.
No.
And the boat.
No. I got it flipped. You're right. It's 12 miles, and then they bring them the 100. You're right.
Yeah.
It's only like 120 miles out. You're right.
Right. And so
they bring them out 10, and then they bring them across.
Right. And some of these journeys are just, they boggle the mind and the distance. When they just came into Spain and Valencia, that was like a 1,000-kilometer journey where they were just off the coast of Libya to start off with. And a lot of people have pointed out they could have easily have just brought them to Tunis in Tunisia. And the port there was safe. It was definitely somewhere that they could have gone.
Let's be clear. When they blew up Gaddafi and ruined all that infrastructure he built, it opened it all up to Central Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, in a huge migration lanes to bring them right into Europe.
And he did warn that that would happen ahead of time. Well, another interesting development is that Matteo Salvini has been in Libya meeting with the Libyan government, offering to incentivize them to build migrant holding centers, detention centers in the south of Libya, not even at the coast, to keep them from even reaching some of the ports.
And let's be clear, that's a good thing to do, because Africa's population is about to double. It's already astronomical. If I could pull up the latest census on Africa, our best estimation, we could take 500 million. It wouldn't do anything. It's just insane. This will only collapse everything. We have to stabilize Africa.
Absolutely. If you've watched the Gumball presentation, that tells you everything you need to know about how it's totally impossible to mitigate the issues of the third world without staying strong as countries on our own end.
And that's Numbers USA.
I believe so. That's the right one.
Yeah. We should get Numbers USA back on, because that's what's crazy. You read the Globalist report in 49 to His Majesty. The British had it commissioned. And they said, we need to go in, stabilize, industrialize these countries, and they'll only have two kids. Because if you believe in overpopulation, it's happened in some areas. Instead, they go, no, we're just going to balloon their population, then use them as cheap labor, and then later a weapon against the West in reverse colonization. They've done everything they can. When you've got people starving in a country, to not give them their own science to feed themselves, but to just feed people, then they double, and then you got to feed double, then you got to feed double again. It's impossible.
And what they do to these neighborhoods, they completely change the neighborhoods. I mean, we've seen there's no-go zones all over the place, and they're growing in number, and they get downplayed as not a no-go zone, because you can, technically, you could walk into them, but you don't want to. I was just in one in Italy, and it was I wanted to walk through to get some footage, and I just didn't feel comfortable entering.
Our crew got death-threatened continually. I mean, it's almost as... I mean, it's actually more dangerous than just being conservative.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing.
Dan Lyman, who heads up the InfoWars News Bureau and is starting to recruit some great folks over in Europe. Here he's very prolific. He's riding shotgun with us a little bit in the next hour. We've also got Stan Deo giving his perspective on world events. But look at this article. Far-right pair banned from Auckland Council venues. They've been just banned from anywhere to speak. And it's Laura Southern, who they call an extremist. And then Stefan Molyneux, they say you're a cult leader. You couldn't call Stefan Molyneux the opposite, like an individualist type guy. So England's actually physically banning Michael Savage and thousands of others coming in if they criticize radical Islam. But meanwhile, we'll bring in Somalis, you name it, from places that are fully failed countries. And I'm not saying all Somalis are bad people, but statistically one of the highest crime rates, rape rates, suicide attack rates. Here's an article on EuropeWars.com. Somali sentenced to community service for raping Swedish minor. And that's why EuropeWars is like a clearinghouse for this, because it's like every hour there's a new one where they're cutting a little baby's head off and the police cover it up, or too dangerous. The Postal Service in Sweden is no longer delivering to many large areas of cities to deliver packages to migrant suburbs, saying it's too dangerous. The British government, the UK, has issued a warning not to go in these areas. Just a few years ago, Dan, they were denying this. So get into the no-go zones. You've been into them.
I have, and I actually have been in them a couple years before the real invasion, which started in 2015. They were around long before that. So I was traveling. I spent a month traveling through Europe in 2012, and I inadvertently ended up staying in a couple of them where I couldn't even believe that I was in Europe, Hamburg, Germany, and also in Paris. And I had never heard of these things, a no-go zone, or hadn't even heard that Europe had changed so much. I was kind of naive back then, and we encountered issues in Stockholm, Sweden. There were Iraqi men who were menacing my wife, and I couldn't believe that I was in Sweden at that time as well. So I've just watched this developing over time. And
well, they're also so used to how polite Europeans are. I can tell you, anywhere in Texas, I don't care if you're a Hispanic guy, black guy, white guy, somebody starts menacing your wife, they're going to get their ass kicked.
Right.
But I mean, I've been in Europe just filming on the street, and then Muslims run up and say, you know, infidel, turn your camera off, you don't film me. And I'm like, dude, I'm filming the parliament. Sorry, you're 100 yards away on the shot. And then I'm like, they'll start threatening me, and I'll say, well, let's go. Then they back off. But I guess they're so used to Europeans, Swedish men especially. Well, I mean, what are they like?
Well, they can be very intimidating for sure. And
I mean, what's up with the European men?
That's a good question. You know, I just lived in Iceland last year for a year, and I expected this kind of healthy, kind of a Viking culture, very manly. It is completely not that case at all. I would say that feminism and cultural Marxism has dulled a lot of guys down, and it's just the cool thing to do is to be a soy boy at this point. And that's prevalent across Europe until you reach the eastern regions, and things are a little bit different over there.
Yeah, why is it the east now that's like classical? I mean, they're like Western Europe we heard about.
It's I think a lot of them would attribute that to being kind of behind the Iron Curtain for a long time and not being exposed to a lot of the things that Western Europe was exposed to. And they've just been through hard times, and they don't want to go back to those hard times. So when you go to places like Poland and Hungary,
they know to reject everything the left tells them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's no perfect place, but these places are far and away better off than a lot of these Western countries.
Well, I've been told by Roger Stone that went and spoke to some of the president's people in Eastern Europe. He said InfoWars stuff is everywhere. I'm not bragging, but that's a good ping. I mean, as an InfoWars head of Europe operations, what do you see as far as people's attitudes towards InfoWars, Trump?
Definitely more pro-Trump. I encountered a lot of Trump backlash in Iceland when I was living there, and also in Ireland. I have family there, very anti-Trump. But once you get into places like Croatia and Slovenia, Hungary, it's a lot more just generally a more conservative feeling culture. They don't like to talk politics as much either. People in Western Europe will jump, you know, as soon as they hear you're American, they'll make a Trump joke right away, and they don't have no problem saying that because they feel comfortable that they're surrounded with people who think the same way, and it's just not the case.
Europe, especially Eastern Europe, is waking up, but we see signs in Germany, France. Poll numbers show nationalist common sense is exploding as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you look at the polling numbers, I just did an article recently, immigration and terrorism, they just dominate when they do these public opinion polls as to what is the issue that is most important to you and in the hierarchy. And immigration is number one, as it is in the United States as well, of course. That's why we have Trump. And also, you were mentioning Australia and New Zealand. I was just in Australia as well, and they have the same issues in Australia that we have in Europe and in North America with immigration and the related crime surge.
And just what I get feedback from people in Australia and New Zealand, you'd think they're a bunch of soy boy commies, but actually they're more awake than the U.S. Or even Eastern Europe from what I've seen. But that's why their government keeps their thumb on them and tries to shut down speech and tries to ridicule it, because they know that they got the tiger by the tail with the Aussies.
Absolutely, definitely. And like you said, New Zealand's a little more I don't know if they're more woke, but they just don't have the same issues there yet. I don't know if they just haven't been pounded with just hardcore amounts of immigration. We were just in Melbourne, and they said they're doing 150,000 new residents every year. And, of course, a lot of these residents, they're not Australians necessarily moving in from the countries.
And the issue is we find that they came in and assimilated. They're brought in, and the left takes control of them and keeps them disenfranchised and has no intention of trying to even create an economy for them.
Right. They always tell us we need these people as workers and as taxpayers. As we well know, a lot of the migrants that have arrived since 2015 in Europe, at least like 90% of them in many areas,
it's 90%, yeah,
don't have a job. So, of course, they're not paying tax.
I mean, Germany's, the UN's own numbers are 84 to 90. And we see those. I mean, well, I've read all over that if you try to get a job, then you're deported.
Right. There are stories like that. If you're a productive migrant, then it's a little bit harder. That's just like in the United States. When you play by the rules, you immigrate the right way. It's a much harder for you than it is to just show up at the border.
And Trump's just trying to, like, Ellis Island, do some checking, make sure you're not a criminal. If you fit in, I mean, he actually kind of has a classical Americana view on immigration. But he says, we got to turn the economy back on. We got to be boomtown. Then we're going to vet people. We're not going to take, you know, mentally ill people, criminals. Sorry, keep your ass where you're at.
Absolutely. And you have just recently in Italy, when I was down there talking to a journalist down there and the town that I was in Turin, which is where Bilderberg was, crawling with migrants. Like I said, I was staying by one. I had 1,000 migrants that were squatting in one little community. And he said, how could we possibly be bringing these people in as taxpayers and workers when employment is close to 20% and for the youth is closer to 40%? So not only
take Spain, the youth unemployment's like 60.
Right, exactly. So not only are you bringing in the new foreign population supposedly to pay the taxes, you're driving out the younger folks, the entrepreneurs, the intelligent people.
Oh, it creates a brain drain. I mean, just the windmills bankrupted Spain. And then now they're going to try to bring in 10 million illegals. I was in Italy. And under every tree, and there's not very many trees in Rome, under everything, there'd be like 30, 40 people, feces everywhere, and the locals are just like, oh, my God, this is horrible. I don't care if it was an Indian businessman in a business suit or, you know, some, you know, Roman woman with beautiful red hair or whatever. They're all disgusted by it, no matter what color you are, because they're all productive, walking along going, what the hell is this? No one's even taking care of them. They're just squatting everywhere.
Right, creating piles of trash, like you said, all over the place. And the videos that come out every single day, you can't even do a story on these things sometimes because it's just like a viral video, and it's in Europe somewhere, and it's a migrant in a fountain using it as a toilet. Or you have this video you're rolling right here. They're always attacking groups. They attack women. They attack lonely people. It's never like a one-on-one. They don't fight fair.
There's a disgust of sexy women. And then remember, in Cologne, the mayor said, she's the feminist, don't wear short miniskirts. The German women want to go out and be in a beer hall and wear miniskirts. I'm all for it. But they said, no, sexy German women, it's your fault. You're getting raped and attacked because the Islamists see a sexy woman. They don't think they can get her, so that you kill somebody kicking them downstairs like that.
Right, absolutely. That girl, I don't know what her recovery was, but she was messed up for a while. And then everybody else pays the price as well. Like in Sweden, they just canceled their largest music festival that they have every year. That's, you know, Swedish youth, and I'm sure Europeans from all around go to these festivals.
You want to beat that guy's butt when he throws that woman down the stairs?
Vile. Vile. And this kind of stuff happens all the time. We just had a migrant decapitate a baby on a train.
Oh, yeah. Tell folks about that. And the police are trying to cover it up.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And they're not letting them report on it. That was a story that I just caught on the plane on the way over here. But just vicious attacks all the time, especially on women and kids. A lot of kids get attacked as well. Elderly people. People over the age of 90 getting sexually assaulted in old folks' homes, and it's all getting papered over.
What's this thing where with the Islamic invaders? Cause I just see it every day. What's up with raping 90-year-old women? I'm not going to rape anybody, but what's up with raping like women that are half dead? And that sounds gross.
Sounds satanic to me. And apparently they don't care if it's a young child under the age of 10 or an elderly woman over the age of 90. So there's something more going on than just the pleasure.
It's just the act of power.
Mm-hmm. Domination.
Because I don't want to rape a super sexy woman. That doesn't sound fun. But man, a 90-year-old woman hooked up on tubes? Sounds like hell on earth, man.
It's evil. It's evil. Definitely.
Well, sorry, we're exposing it. This all comes out of Soros. It all comes out of the UN. It's their admitted plan. But guess what? Your plan ain't working. And a lot of the immigrants you brought in are waking up to you, and they don't want to go your route either. Dan Lyman, stay there. We'll be back with the third hour, and we've got other surprise guests coming up. Tomorrow's News Today, NewsWars.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms.